Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
I'm joined now by the Minister for Transport and Climate, Dara O'Brien, who is at COP30 in Brazil. Minister, thanks for coming on the show.
You're very welcome, Sean.
What we're hearing now that Brazil is that there is a struggle to agree anything, and we've seen in COPs past, it's often gone well past the deadline before something is agreed. But in particular, getting that roadmap away from fossil fuels, which I thought had been agreed a couple of years ago that this would happen.
Yeah, you're right. Look, I think firstly, just to say, look, the negotiations, they've intensified, but they have been constructive, but they are accelerating now. And I think there's a bit of maybe a bit of brinkmanship at play. But we've been playing a very active role with our European partners in relation to the areas that we've committed to. I think you need to go back to Paris and go back to what was committed to in Paris. And this really is about implementation of all the previous COPs as opposed to coming up with a new agreement of a new list of actions. It's seeing what's working and supporting that and what's not working and how we can actually change that and have as great an impact as possible in relation to tackling, which is our biggest issue, climate change. And, you know, I think we look at the projections, Paris is supposed to keep global warming to 1.5 degrees. The projections now are that's between 2.3 and 2.5 degrees, which will be catastrophic. So that's why the roadmap on fossil fuel and phasing out in a fair and equitable way fossil fuel is critically important. We're one of 85 countries that are supporting that, 85 so far. We're signing the Belém Declaration on behalf of Ireland and the Irish people this afternoon also. That's going quite well, and Europe has acted with one voice on that. I've been pretty pleased with that. So, but that will be a very important part of whatever the framework agreement that comes through COP, if there is one. But there seems to be some positivity there that it will happen.
Yeah.
So one can never say when, though, Sean. That is the thing.
Yeah, that's the key. But also what it actually puts on the table, Minister, because I read that the European solution to sort of getting past this impasse is to get that roadmap for getting away from fossil fuels, but not actually put obligations on any country, to have it more as a guide. I mean, what use is that?
Well, I think firstly, just to say, Europe has been good to its word in the main. Like, of any major bloc, like, Europe is reducing its emissions substantially, is transitioning to a green transition, supporting developing states. Like, really what we got to look at is those who are affected by climate change most. Like, everyone is, but those affected most are those who have least caused it, should I say. So if you look at the developing states, the small island developing states in particular, so really what from talking to colleagues in the Solomon Islands, the Marshall Islands, and other areas like that, their biggest problem has been accessing, let's say, adaptation finance, climate adaptation finance. Not the fact that there has been a large amount of money actually allocated to it. It's the whole application process. So I've actually led, on behalf of Europe, that adaptation negotiations that have gone very well. I think we will get an agreement there. But it's actually looking and saying, okay, you've agreed a quantum of money. How can you deploy it, and how can you deploy it better? And how can you assist states in actually getting the finance that's needed to bring forward climate adaptation measures? Roadmap is important too, though, because it sends a very serious signal to the 189 countries that are here, plus the European Union, 190 main participants, that we agree and we believe in multilateralism. Mm. We know that there's a climate crisis, and pushing back against those deniers who are out there.
Well, speaking of the deniers, the US isn't there in any sort of serious delegation. Has that had an impact so far? Are you feeling the absence of the US?
I think what it's done, yes. Look, we're all aware they're not here. We have had delegations from other US states. There's a large delegation here from California, actually, which is the fifth largest economy in the world, if it was an independent state. If people understand what I mean by that. But I think what it has done is actually brought about a determination from those who are participating, like ourselves or our colleagues in the European Union, to make sure that we redouble our efforts and bring forward an implementation COP. Like, it's really about implementation now. The science doesn't lie. The science is real. It's true. We believe in that. We have made progress, particularly in relation to the energy transition. We have done so in Ireland, but if you look at, let's say, investment in energy, there's twice the amount of investment in renewable energy globally than there is in fossil. 2.2 okay. trillion euro in renewables, 1.1 trillion in fossil. But so it is happening. It's not happening quick enough. Yeah. And that's really what the focus of the delegates here in Belém in Brazil is this week.
Yeah. Just on some domestic news, Minister, it's been reported in the Irish Times this morning that in relation to the nearly 1 million euro exit package for Kenny Jacobs, that you have blocked that. Is that true? And if so, why so?
Well, I think you'll appreciate this is a matter between the board and the executive. And I'm the shareholder on behalf of the Irish people of CAA, which is a successful semi-state company that runs Dublin and Cork Airport and does it very well. I want the matters resolved. It is true to say that I have issues with regard to how we got to this situation. And really, it's to the board and the executive to resolve this. But I think that there, on a general point, if I could say, is that the idea of large packages being paid out if a relationship breaks down between a board and an executive, I'm not talking specifically about CAA, that's not something that the state should be doing, in my view. Mm. Like, you know, they're professional people that can work out issues that are there. If they can't be worked out, well, then there are things that can be executed through the contract. My main thing is to ensure that Dublin Airport continues in its growth trajectory, that we can continue to increase our connectivity to grow jobs in that area, both in Dublin and indeed in Cork. I have a focus as well on Shannon, which is outside of the CAA group and indeed our regional airports. But I do want this resolved, but it's not all in my gift.
Okay, Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien. Listen, thank you so much for joining us from Brazil, where he's attending COP30, and plenty of you have been getting in touch about COP. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. This COP is a joke while we seek to sign off on the Mercosur trade deal at the same time. Another text just saying Ireland lost out on close to 760 million in revenue in 2022 due to low levels of taxation in the aviation sector, including zero tax on aviation fuel. That amount of money could have paid for the renewable electricity support scheme of the government three times over and installed a lot of free solar PV panels on people's homes. Keep those texts coming in.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.